Very quick, I just want to, before we start the show, just want to say this, because, you know, yesterday we have some horrible news about what happened in Paris.
Yes.
Yesterday, so our thoughts and prayers are with everyone in Paris. All the listeners, I know we have listeners over there, you know, it's been a very, very sad day, man. You know, and I even tried to play some games here and there, and I just, I couldn't. I had to, like, check on the news to see what's going on. And, man, just, it's been a horrible time, man. You know?
Yeah, I felt the same way. The news hit me pretty hard and kind of ruined the rest of my night when I heard about it. But, you know, had to read about it, be informed. And I just hope that we can be, you know, a small source of positivity out there in the world. And, you know, anyone that, you know, if they're, unfortunately, they're affected by this tragedy, that we can maybe helpfully brighten their day a little bit. That, you know, the world is going to a better place. You know, we are improving. It's just we have some terrible elements in the world that I think need removing, but, you know, that's a separate geopolitical conversation, not for a gaming podcast. But again, we want to be here for our fans. We want to be a safe, comfortable place where, you know, you come here to have a good time, you listen to us. But we just want to take that minute just to, you know, reach out and just say, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with France and the world right now as they deal with the after effects of this horrible tragedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you are listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts Godfrey, Pete Rock, Paris, Pasta.
I won this club.
Come on.
Yeah. I won this club.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 519. This is your host, Danny, aka Godfrey. And this week I have Patrick Poston J.
What up, people? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
I'm good, man. I'm drinking some morning coffee right now. I got a buzz going. Enjoying some Nintendo Direct.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Came out from, yes, the Nintendo episode essentially, because they put out a Direct a couple days ago, and it had some pretty big announcements as well as some, you know, other surprises. And, you know, I think if you're a Wii U or 3DS owner, you're gonna be pretty happy for the next 6 to 8 to 12 months.
Definitely.
But yeah, they announced a lot in, you know, I think a 50-minute period with Reggie leading it off. But yeah, you want to delve right into it, tell the nitty-gritty of what we saw?
Well, let me have my little intro first.
No, go ahead. Do what you got to do, man. Do you.
All right. Head over to GamertagRadio.com or play.it. Listen to our past episodes and make sure to share with your friends and family. Just, you know, subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. We're everywhere. Or give us a call, 786-273-7GTR. That's 786-273-7GTR. Or email us, fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Now, before we go to our topic about the whole Nintendo Direct, I just want to say that during the week of Thanksgiving and also Christmas and New Year's, we're going to be releasing one episode during that week. You know, I think it's time for us to slow down a bit during the holidays and just spend time with our family and friends, you know, and and also time for ourselves, you know, so we could enjoy these games. And, you know, it's been a really, really busy year for us.
Yes.
So I think it's cool that, you know, we take that little break. But we are going to be releasing episodes. It's just one episode instead of two. All right. So, Poston, let's talk about this whole Nintendo Direct. This is their first Nintendo Direct since the passing of Iwata. I was thinking, how are they going to pull this off? Is it going to be the same or how? You know, and yeah, like you said, Reggie. I don't know how it was in different parts of the world, but I only seen the one in North America. And they did a great job, I think, you know, presenting what they have for the, you know, for 2015 and also for even early next year. They have a lot of announcements, a lot of games that's coming out. So let's start off with their first game that they announced that surprised you. I know it was a lot of games, especially for the 3DS. compared to the Nintendo Wii U. But which one you want to start off first?
I'll just go in the order that the Direct was. So first off, you know, the first one out of the gate was a surprise for me. They are going to make an HD remake of Zelda, The Twilight Princess. They're contracting a company out of Australia to handle the port for them. But yeah, it seems like this kind of came out of nowhere. Like they've been working on this in the background for a while, but that's going to be available on March 4th for Wii U. But they're going a step further as well. Very soon, yeah. You see some gameplay in motion from the trailer. It's still the same, you know, the great art style that Twilight Princess had, the great combat. But now it looks like they went back and touched up, put in some anti-aliasing, made everything a little sharper, a little clearer. It looks like almost like the kind of game I'd go back and play again. I don't know.
I
really like that game. Because for me, everyone when they were a kid either they were Team Ocarina or Team Majora's Mask, and I was always Team Majora's Mask as a kid, and you know, I had to argue against the people who loved Ocarina. To me, Twilight Princess was the better version of Ocarina. It was that idea brought to, at that time, a next-gen platform with the GameCube and then with the Wii. So, I mean, I fell in love with the game on GameCube when it first came out, so... I could see myself going back through because the combat in Twilight Princess is really good, especially compared to Skyward Sword, where you're forced to use the waggle thing, and that's a pretty divisive opinion.
I think that's why I stopped playing, because
yeah,
I was
why
just
I
tired of the whole
game.
Wii remote. Yeah.
I tell myself I'm going to beat it before the next one comes out, just on principle, because I've always beaten Zelda's before the next one comes out. But yeah, Skyward Sword really kind of lost me pretty much at the halfway point. So if I'm looking forward to return to form of essentially having, you know, a Zelda Twipry, which I know is... good combat game leading into, and I like this, they have make a connection with the new Zelda game coming out in 2016 for the Wii U. So when you buy this game, you can either buy it straight up Zelda Twilight, or you can get a bundle on March 4th that comes with, they're making a new amiibo of Wolf Link with young Minda on her back back. Looks pretty cool. I'm not even an amiibo person. I like the look of that. But they said if you purchase that amiibo and you use it in gameplay, that will carry over into the new Zelda. They're potentially trying to get you hooked early to be like, I know you want the new Zelda really badly. It's probably been many years since you played Twipry. And if you haven't played Twipry at all, I mean, I'd recommend it strongly. Certainly if you have a Wii U and you somehow missed out on that, and you can get, you know, as Wind Waker as well was available pretty early on in the life cycle for the console. So lots of Zeldas available.
They also mentioned this, that if you have the five other Legend of Zelda amiibos from the Smash Brothers series, that also will work for Twilight Princess HD. And they say that there's going to be more announcements about new features that's going to be available in the game. They just are they're waiting closer to launch. So maybe early next year, they'll probably make more announcements about that.
Probably get into the Direct probably in February, month before, and break all the details down. But yeah, as a Zelda fan, this is pretty exciting. Still not going to get me to get a Wii U at this point, but let's keep going and see if there's something else other surprising going on.
Well, there is a teaser for the next Legend of Zelda for the Wii U.
Teaser.
And I have the press release here, and it says, quote unquote, not final name. So it might change. That got me curious about that.
Okay, like they're not going to call it the Legend of Zelda because that implies a reboot and that's confusing. Yeah. So it'll definitely get a subtitle. For sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, ending on that great little picture of Epona and Link with the hood on in 2016. I mean, that's a good way to get your fans pretty excited. It gets me excited. I don't even have Wii U.
And the cool thing about all this, too, is that next year is the 30th anniversary of the Legend of Zelda series.
Sweet.
So I wonder how that is going to affect with the whole the game next year that's coming out. Or I think it's going to be coming out holiday of next year, because it will make sense.
Oh, yeah, no brainer.
For that to reach like November of 2016.
Yeah. It'll be their big AAA title. They'll push it hard. Exactly. And it could come out against anything that Microsoft and Sony are going to put out, because it's untouchable. It's its own genre at this point.
Yep, I agree. So maybe they'll have like a bundle with a whole bunch of other Zelda games in one, and you buy this. I mean,
if they did a bundle that was the Wind Waker HD plus Twipry HD plus the new Zelda with the Wii U, that might get me to consider getting a Wii U. But again, this is on the pretense that the NX, as we've discussed before, is not the amazing machine we've speculated. But again, until E3, we literally know nothing outside of Nintendo's very closely guarded secrets. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot to be thinking about, because Nintendo, it seems like they're coming pretty aggressive. Both the end of this year, with some of their big releases that you kind of surprising, we're still going to get more games the rest of this month and December as well from Nintendo going into early next year, when they pretty much don't stop putting out games. Yeah.
Now, for those that don't have a Wii U, I know they did announce a Wii U Deluxe set, which has pre-installed versions of Splatoon and Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
And I believe, didn't they say the price? Is it two something?
They didn't mention a price, but they did imply it would be a Black Friday deal, implying that it could be a good bargain, maybe $50 cheaper than what you would think it'd be.
Which is not bad.
Not bad, because if I was them, like, I'd want to get as many Wii U's in people's hands this holiday as possible, because you don't want to get overshadowed by the marketing machine at Microsoft and Sony, who are still aggressively trying to get consumers to be like, hey, you need to buy a PS4 or Xbox One this year, and here is why.
Two great games, too, by the way, for those that haven't played Smash Brothers or Splatoon.
Oh, yeah. Splatoon is amazing. And speaking of Splatoon, that actually transitions well. Big announcement about Splatoon. It's getting way more free DLC. I know it's gotten a ton already. It's a very active, supported community, but they've announced that they're still putting out more stuff, you know, more modes, more levels, more outfits, more gear. Just the kind of stuff you would expect from like an MMO you paid for every month. But no, this is from a $60 game that you bought back in the summer, and you're still getting free content updates.
I think it's great news, because usually companies, I mean, I could think of one right now that have been releasing a lot of free content. And of course, I have expansions and stuff later, like The Witcher 3. But Splatoon has been getting a lot of free DLC throughout 2015. I think that's great, man. And I would like to see that from other companies too in the future.
Absolutely. I respect a company that takes the Nintendo's online seriously like Splatoon does. Because, I mean, I played matches at friends' house before. Those are some smooth online matches. Not what you would expect from a Nintendo online game, but it's handled very well. And that's still a damn fun game. I'd recommend that to anybody, because you could look at it and be like, I don't know. You got to try it. It's one of the games you have to try, and I promise you'll probably like, because it is so radically different from everything else out there. So yeah, that's a great deal to bundle that with a Wii U, because I think any Wii U owner needs to have that in their collection.
Definitely. Now, let's go with the next game, Paulson. I have here the new Pokemon Tournament.
Yep.
Let's talk about that, because the footage that they show was still from the arcade. They haven't showed the Wii U version yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious about this, because you're a fan of Pokemon. Would this get your attention to maybe purchase a Wii U still or not?
No, but again, it's adding to a library of games that over time is starting to make me go, you know what? I mean, I kind of do really want to play all these games. Mm-hmm. But that said, you know, I'm an Xbox One gamer, a PS4 gamer. I'm just now becoming a Master Race gamer, getting into PC gaming. So the time for my gaming is like shrinking and shrinking. But like everything Nintendo shows is very appealing, because I'm not getting those experiences on PC, Xbox, or PlayStation at all. I mean, that's still why Nintendo is still such a respected member of the gaming industry, is because they make experiences you can't get anywhere else. And for me, it's like, you know, usually I'm the hardcore guy. I'm camping out day one for the system, because I want it, you know, I want the new hot thing. But, you know, the people that wait, that have the patience to be like, I'm going to wait, give it a chance, give it a library of games to come out, and then I'm going to pick it up. That's becoming the Wii U at this point for me. And again, this all comes back to whatever the NX is going to be. But right now, the Wii U is looking like a better and better system every single game announcement I see. Because they're kind of hitting all these bars that, like, I mean, you know, these genres I'm not seeing represented on other consoles.
Here's the crazy thing. It's first party games.
Yeah.
It's not third party, you know? So, like, Sony is depending on a lot of the third party games right now. And yeah, Microsoft has their first party games here and there, you know? But Nintendo is, out of all three, they're the ones releasing the most first party games out there from anybody else.
Yep.
You know?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Voicemail 786-2737-GTR.
So let's go with the next thing. Of course, they said that there is a Shadow Mewtwo that you could play in the game, of course.
Yeah,
but if you get the Amiibo card, you could also, that will help you to unlock the character, and you can start playing it right away instead of doing all these other things for you to unlock it.
Yeah, so it looks like an in-game unlock, but they're saying if you're like one of the, you know, you get the first run editions, you're, you know, an early adopter, you get him immediately. That looks pretty cool. I've never heard of Shadow Mewtwo. I get, because I'm kind of out of the current Pokemon scene right now. I didn't play the Omega Ruby and the Sapphire remakes ones, so I'm not sure if Shadow Mewtwo is just something that's invented for Pokemon Tournament, but it looks awesome. I can't lie. Because well, Mewtwo's like my favorite Pokemon.
P is a fan of Mewtwo.
Me and Pete are on the same page. That's our favorite Pokemon. So it's like,
he went to the store to get the Amiibo. He doesn't even have a Wii U. He went to the store to get it.
I know people like that, man. Some people really like those Amiibos. They're getting pretty cool. Can't lie.
What about Star Fox Zero? They also announced that.
Yeah, it's finally got a date, believe it or not.
Finally.
It's coming out April 22nd of next year. It's real. That date's much later than I thought, but obviously they want to make this game as good as possible. And you
I think that's a perfect time, though. Spring is a great time to release.
It comes out in April usually, so it's safe. Oh. I mean, it'll move Wii U consoles. I'm confident of that, and it'll definitely get a lot of people maybe dust off their Wii U and get back into it. Because I mean, this would have been Star Fox should have been their killer app for November for this year, but I would rather have the game be finished, and I'm sure a lot of other people would be as well.
Well, here's the scary part about Star Fox. You know, I've been talking to a couple of friends of mine that played it during E3, and they were not impressed. So I don't know, maybe it was too buggy or what, but I'm going to give it a chance once it releases next year for the Wii U. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Star Fox.
I'm only a casual Star Fox player, but I mean, I still like flying an R-Wing around, and then you have the transformations with the new Landmaster. You have to grab Master down, the tank can float. You can turn into like a little chicken robot, be a gyrocopter. I mean, that it's everything you should do in a Star Fox game, which besides getting out of the vehicles. That's when they seem to fall short, is when you get out of the vehicles. But keeping it a vehicular combat game is the way to go, because again, there's nothing else like that right now. And Star Fox, invented that, so might as well come back strong with it. So, I mean, I'm pretty excited. I know friends are going to get it day one for their Wii U, so I'll definitely be going over and playing it and checking it out. But yeah, I'm pretty excited. Can't lie.
What's next?
So next we can go to Mario Tennis Ultra Smash. Talking about Wii U games coming out this year. The new Mario Tennis is coming out November 20th, right around the corner. I got to say, I was a huge fan of Mario Tennis back on N64 back in the day. Which, funny story, back when Toonami was a thing for, you millennials out there like me, they had, contests for, Mario Party. You call in, a hotline number and, have to, wait to get, connect. If you connected, you won a prize.
old school.
And I won, third prize in that contest. And I remember, flipping out because, the first time I'd ever won anything, contest-wise. So, good memories of Mario Tennis because of that. Always was a fun game. And some of the new abilities they've added, you can do a super jump now to get volleys in the air and spike them down. It looks like it's a pretty feature rich Mario sports title. I've always enjoyed Mario sports titles, but I think the tennis was always the best one in my opinion. So this looks, from the gameplay I'm watching right now, this looks something I would definitely play.
And it's only $49.99.
Not bad.
Which is not bad. Not bad. Let's go with the next game that I'm very excited about, but now I don't know if I should buy it or should wait for the reviews or what. Xenoblade Chronicles X, massive RPG game exclusively for the Wii U. It's coming out December 4th. Of course, it's going to be $59.99. Now, here's the thing that paused me for a bit, because I was planning to get the disc version for this game, right? But Nintendo announced that for the people that purchased the physical version of the game, there's going to be 4 free high-speed data loading packs that's available to download. Each of them is 2 gigs. Now, so if you buy the disc, you have to download one of these. There's one that's called the Basic Pack, which is highly recommended for you to download. That will help you to load up the game while you're playing. But if you download the digital version, you don't need to download none of that because it's already available within the digital version, So now the thing is, I don't have that much space available on my Wii U, so I'm debating what to do now,
I mean, from the outside looking in, I haven't tried the past Xenoblade games before, but all the footage I've seen and, from the initial announcement, I think last year of this title to coming up to the release now, it looks very good. It looks exactly the title that the Wii U needed, and it kind of almost looks too good to be on the Wii U at points. Not to, diss the Wii U's, hardware, but, some of the visuals they're pulling off on the Wii U are very, very impressive. Not to mention, this mech-based gameplay, this large open world, these action RPG elements. It looks really, really impressive from what I've seen. So we're definitely the kind of game I would pick up if I had the console, just because I haven't played a good JRPG in quite some time. But
it reminds me kind of like Phantasy Star Online / Monster Hunter. Mm-hmm.
Definitely get that vibe. I don't even like Monster Hunter that much, but like when you do it in that style of JRPGs, giant robots, like I like that. That appeals to me. And I could see myself really getting into that at some point. So, I mean, again, add this to another list of titles that slowly is becoming maybe a future Wii U library for me, or, you know, hopefully a port to the future NX system. We'll have to see. But yeah, Danny, I would say go ahead and get the digital version. You know, I don't know which space you're working with, but it just seems like in a game like that, when they're cautioning you, hey, these are going to be some loading times, you should probably put these patches on. I would say, yeah, because, you know, last thing you want to do is be staring at loading screens 40% of the time.
They did mention that it's not required. You could play it without it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, but if you want a better experience, a better loading time, then yeah, it's recommended for you to
do. Yeah, and I'd say anybody who's even interested in this to begin with should be one of those people to be like, yeah, I want faster loading times. That should be a no-brainer. I just hope the marketing is good enough for people that sell this at retail or, you know, trained to be like, hey, by the way, buying the retail version, don't forget to download these packs, because I feel like a lot of people aren't going to even hear about this and then complain, why are these loading times so bad on the internet? And then people be like, why didn't you just look up in advance? Or, you
know. Yeah. Well, for the listeners out there that are planning to purchase this game for the Wii U, let me know if you're planning to get it. Email me, godfrey@gamertagradio.com, and we'll set something up. I would love to play with some of our listeners to play this game online. I think that would be cool.
Okay.
So, yeah. Possum, let's talk about the Nintendo 3DS. They made a lot of announcements with Nintendo 3DS. A lot of them got my attention.
Yes, me too.
So, which one you want to start off first? Because I think Hyrule Warriors, that... well, actually, let me go back. They didn't mention that they're going to have the original Pokemon games. I know you're a huge fan of Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow version. That's coming out for the Nintendo eShop on February 27th.
Yep.
And the good thing, you don't need no cables like the old school Nintendo
You know, I think
Game Boy.
I still have my cable in the basement somewhere. That was good times. Next to my Game Boy printer.
So you can make trades wirelessly, which is awesome. I think I like that.
Yeah, some people like, you know, the old school gameplay when it wasn't so, I wouldn't say complicated, but I feel like they have added a lot of stuff onto the initial formula that it's kind of hard to keep track of if you're a casual player.
Yeah.
But so it's nice that they have these available if you just want an old school nostalgic Pokemon experience.
Definitely. Now, let's go now with Hyrule Warrior Legends. Mm-hmm. For those that played the Nintendo Wii U version, it was, I think, got mixed reviews, but this one looks for a 3DS game. I think it looks really, really good, man.
Yeah, I think it's probably a better fit on a 3DS, this type of title,
than the Wii U, right?
Than the Wii U, yeah. Because the Wii U was, it's a fun game, but again, it's a Dynasty Warriors formula. So either you like that or you don't. Like, that's not going to make you like that formula. But like,
the bit
I played last year at my friend's house, I was pretty impressed by, you know, the visual spectacle, the different characters you could play as. Mm-hmm. I liked it, but it's not a game I'd go out and like buy. But I think a 3DS would probably be a better fit because multiplayer would probably be easier to set up. You know, you can jump in and play and then hop off. I mean, it just seems like a better format for this type of tile. And what I like, too, is they're giving you incentive is you get three extra characters on the Hyrule Warriors Legends 3DS version, which is Tetra, from who was the young pirate girl from Wind Waker. No spoilers. Toon Link. And the King of Red Lions, who was the ship that you pilot in Wind Waker. So that's awesome. Just adding some extra content in there, because Wind Waker is by far my favorite Zelda. So I love those cast of characters. It's really cool to see them come back in a style like that. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm a 3DS owner. for a while, I don't play nearly enough games, but that might be something I'm going to be interested in.
So, yeah, Possum, there is a new character.
Yeah,
it's basically the female version of Link. Her name is Linkle.
Yes, Linkle. I'm sure they spent very long time coming up with that name in a boardroom meeting.
Yes,
but essentially, she's a ranged version of Link. She has two crossbows, ranged abilities, just, you know, a mix up from the normal, the sword and board combat that Link is so fond of. So that's cool. I mean, you have a little extra little cutscene story in there explaining her existence. Mm-hmm. Skull Kid is actually in there as well from Majora's Mask. So that's like five characters total that they've added to this.
Not bad.
Not a bad deal.
Way more content.
Yeah, a lot more content. Yeah. You know, easier to carry around with you. Not so much of a time commitment as the console version, if you ask me. I mean, it seems like a win, especially if you have that Zelda void and, you know, you can't wait until Twilight probably comes out March 4th or the next one, the new Zelda comes out the end of next year, and you might consider picking this up.
That's a lot of Zelda, guys.
Yeah, never too much Zelda.
Yeah. So this game is coming out on March 25th, and the retail price, I believe, $39.99.
Yep.
So not bad. So now here's the one that I like because I played the last game on the 3DS. Mario and Luigi Paper Jam. This one is, of course, for those that play the last Mario and Luigi series. But now they meet Paper Mario. And this this game is coming out on January 22nd. And now you could also use your amiibo for this, compatible amiibos. A player can create character card in the game, which helps them to have like powerful effects during battle.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically kind of like an RPG game. So looks good.
Yeah, it
I
seems
like
a
it.
Combination of the Mario and Luigi, you know, co-op games with Paper Mario RPG style. It seems like a natural fit. They both were very similar in design already. Might as well combine them and, you know, make a cool 3-player game out of it. And, you know, I really never got into Paper Mario or Mario and Luigi.
Luigi is fun. Paper Mario is actually a lot of fun, too.
I remember playing N64 back in the day, and then Thousand Year Door on GameCube. I just wasn't very good at it, so it didn't play for that long. But, I mean, this seems like... It seems good. I can't lie. I mean, I love the style, because I remember playing, you know, Mario and the Mario Super Nintendo RPG back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun. So, I mean, got a kind of soft spot for Mario's, you know, lighthearted take on the JRPG mechanic, so... It seems like you get 3DS and you like you some Mario and you like some RPGs. I mean, no brainer.
And you're all set.
You're all good, man.
Now let's talk about Fire Emblem Fates.
Fates.
There's, I believe, two games that's coming out. One is called Fire Emblem Fates Birthright. And mm-hmm. Fire Emblem Fates Conquest.
Correct.
Same game, different story, and there you could also buy it in the bundle because there's also a third DLC game that's coming out later on. That's called Revelation. That's the DLC one. Yeah, so you could buy all three of them for $79.99. I mean, you don't have to buy all of them, but you could decide which one you want. Is it a Conquest or a Birthright? You know. So, your thoughts, Pawson? I know you're not a fan of multiple versions like this, but think of it as Pokemon. They've done that. They've done it with other games too. So
first of all, I don't like the argument that just because Pokemon can do it, that it's okay for other Nintendo games, because then that starts a pretty vicious trend of they're like, well, if they'll do it for this, I'll do it for this. Will they do it for Zelda? Will they do it for Mario? Will they do it for Metroid? And then that's just like, I think it's going on an entirely wrong path. I don't agree with this decision to split it up. I think Fire Emblem was always best being, having a lot of content for that one price point. I'm not trying to be cheap or anything, but just because that was always Fire Emblem's appeal is like you knew you were going to have lots of hours of gameplay from this one game because it had, you know, either multiple campaigns in it or had replayability. I do like the aspect of Fates a lot. You know, there's a story reason why it's two games, because it comes down to the core gameplay. You decide whether if you want to join with like your native people or you join the invaders coming to conquer the land. So you have the two storylines of, you know, do you want to conquer the world or do you want to save it, that kind of stuff, and the DLC will expand on that. It's a great idea. I just kind of wish that was one complete game.
You know,
I don't know if that was a limitation of the 3DS cartridge. I somehow doubt that. This is a marketing thing. But like, even though I love Fire Emblem, I'm definitely going to pick this up. I would only buy one of these. And I'd probably
do you know do, which one?
Not at this point. I have to do a lot more research, probably closer to launch, to figure out exactly what I'm getting in one versus the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be lame if like I'm buying a certain version predispositions me to like picking that faction side. Like if I'm missing content, if I didn't go with that faction with that version, I'll be pretty upset about that. But the gameplay is really all that matters because it's a Fire Emblem game. It looks really good from what I've seen so far. I'm liking the bigger focus on a plot this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like I haven't really been into a Fire Emblem game probably since Shadow Dragon, like on the original DS, and then the one that came out, I can't even think of the name of it, recently on 3DS, Awakening.
Awakening, yeah, that was awesome.
Very, very well as well. I love Fire Emblem, but bring it on. I'm really skeptical right now. I can't really run out and sing the praises of this two game method for Fire Emblem of all things, but I'd have to see more of it and figure out like exactly what I'm getting, what I'm not getting. But like, I'm certainly not going to cough up that what is it, $70-$80 for all three of them, because, you know, I want to make sure the game is good first before I'm investing money in DLC, because at that point that's season pass territory, and I'm not comfortable with that, even with Nintendo and a game series I really like Fire Emblem. I think it's better to just play the game, make sure you like it, and then if you like it, you know, give more money to the developers and, you know, get an extra content. But as it stands again, right now, it looks like a fun game. I'm definitely gonna pick up a copy of it, but yeah, we'll let other, if we take any feedback to people that, you know, that do like this method for any reason, please love to hear your argument for it. I just think that just because Pokemon does it, it's just not good enough, and if that's Nintendo's official answer, then I'm kind of peeved about that. But I feel like they would dodge that question pretty expertly if we even asked them that.
Voicemail 786-2737-GTR.
There's still plenty of football to be played this season, but it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com, where millionaires are being crowned all season long. DraftKings is fantasy football on demand. With so much money up for grabs, every game is the big game and every play matters. Renew old rivalries or create new ones by playing head-to-head with friends, coworkers, and fantasy players across the nation. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Like we've been saying all season, folks, why be stuck in a season-long fantasy football league draft when you can play every week at DraftKings.com? Pick your players, set up your matchups, and cash in. Look, people were talking about Tom Brady early in the season. Now people are talking about Devontae Freeman. I mean, there's always going to be that gem that you can find. If you can find them at a low price, you can be a winner at DraftKings. So hurry to DraftKings.com now and turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Use our promo code GAMERTAG and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest. First place takes home $100,000. Enter that promo code GAMERTAG for a free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That is DraftKings.com.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail 786-2737-GTR.
Well, now we also have some DLC announcements. Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes. There are going to have like additional outfits, unique powers, stuff like that. And also, they're adding more than 30 stages to the game, which is not
that's
bad.
That's awesome.
Not
that I bad. Still haven't got a chance to try that game yet, but it looks pretty fun.
Me neither. Yeah, me neither. Also, Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon. You checked that out?
Yeah, briefly. It looks okay. I've never tried the Mystery Dungeon games.
It's a turn-based type game.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's just,
it looks decent.
I've always stuck with the core Pokemon games, and then, you know, N64, of course, I love things like Snap and all the other weird games like that. But I never really messed with Mystery Dungeon. But, I mean, people like it. I mean, they've made a lot of Mystery Dungeons, so clearly they're doing something right. So more power to you. If you like Mystery Dungeon, you're going to get more of what you enjoy. And some people just like playing as Pokemon. You know, some people just hate the concept of being a little kid making monsters fight to the death. That's morally wrong to them. So it's like, no, the Pokemon can do it. Then it's okay. They're making their own decisions.
So let's talk about the last game. I mean, there was other, like, DLC announcements and Amiibo announcements. But let's talk about Dragon Quest. Two Dragon Quests in 2016. I'm in shock. I thought it was only going to be one, but one is going to be available early of next year, and the other one will be hopefully sometime 2016, the second one. So the first one is called Fragments, Dragon Quest 7, Fragments of the Forgotten Past. And there is another one, Dragon Quest 7, Journey of the Cursed King. And it's both for the Nintendo 3DS. So your thoughts, Paul? It looks pretty good. The video that they showed looks pretty good. And finding it coming to the States.
Honestly, I've never really played a Dragon Quest game. And it was funny, is 8 was the one back when it came on PS2. Remember how, like, jaw-droppingly good that game looked for a PS2 game with its art style? I was like, you know what? I kind of really want to play that. And I had a lot of friends telling me, yeah, play Dragon Quest 8. It's my favorite of the series. Definitely need to try it. And then, of course, 9 was on DS. 10 was an online game, like an MMO on the Wii. So kind of been missing out on like an actual real Dragon Quest. But the fact that they're bringing back 7 and 8 now, which are two distinct styles of Dragon Quest for the fans that, you know, they like what they like. Because the Dragon Quest has always been pretty good about mixing up their formula. But I've always been a Final Fantasy guy growing up, so I've always kind of defaulted to that. But having a portal version of 8 actually sounds pretty good, especially because I already have the 3DS. I've heard nothing but good things about it. I just don't think I could go wrong with that. And then, you know, if I like 8, maybe I'll try 7 as well, and kind of get myself, you know, acquiesced to Dragon Quest. So, you know, whenever they make, you know, the new one, I'd probably be on board for that, because right now it's kind of a drought of JRPGs. You know, certainly if you're an Xbox or PlayStation gamer, you just got to get nothing right now. I mean, Fallout's amazing, don't get me wrong, but like JRPGs, there's a certain itch that they scratch. And I just don't feel like I've had any of them recently. So props to Nintendo for bringing them, you know, a lot of them. And not just Dragon Quest either, but we're getting a new Final Fantasy game too.
Yes.
Final Fantasy Explorers. Yes. Another action RPG on 3DS. That's just so cool. And you can play as a lot of the famous heroes and, you know, heroines, from the core Final Fantasy games. So you have Lysa Lightning in there, Squall, Cloud, Zidane from Final Fantasy IX. I mean, that to me gets me excited. You show me some PS1, you know, Final Fantasy, I'm like, oh man, that's my childhood. That's what's up. Because usually I don't really mess around with offshoot Final Fantasy games. You know, you had like the Warriors of Light spinoffs, you know, a couple of other games like on the GameCube and the Wii back in the day, the Crystal games. Mm-hmm. Never really liked them that much. But from what I've seen of Explorers, it seems like a really in-depth, well-polished action RPG in that Final Fantasy universe already. But having
I see myself getting it.
Yeah,
I honestly do.
Like even more than Dragon Quest, because Dragon Quest is like everyone tells me it's good, but Final Fantasy, like I know I like Final Fantasy. I know I like their combat system, in a turn-based setting, no less. So having an action RPG version of that on a 3DS with a lot of playable characters, that sounds pretty good. And you can still summon, you know, the summons. You got the 20 jobs you can learn. You know, I love the job system and the skill system in Final Fantasy. It's always been really fun. It's great. It looks like it's coming January 26th on 3DS. And it's going to come with all the DLC that was already released in Japan.
And
For free. And then multiplayer functionality for up to 4 players through local wireless. I might have to convince some of my buddies to pick this up with me. Because I kind of missed playing, you know, old school Final Fantasy with the job system, because they moved so far away from that from the recent games. But yeah, this looks pretty good. I can't lie. Yeah. Kind of came out of nowhere.
So we're going to wrap it up now, Possum. But overall, your impressions, not impressions, but your feedback, your thoughts of the new Nintendo Direct that just came out, that just posted the video and stuff.
Yeah, I think they did a wonderful job. Certainly, you know, if I was just a pure Nintendo gamer, I just had a Wii U and a 3DS right now, and I was maybe on the fence with the Xbox and the PlayStation, this would probably turn me away from that, because I'd be like, no, I mean, why would I need another console? I mean, look at all these good games I'm getting, you know, very soon, this month, next month, in January, February, March, April, like, you know, you're getting one every month at least. That's good. That is how Nintendo should come at this. You know, their marketing is essentially these direct videos to remind people that, hey, we're making this stuff. We know you like these style of games. And by the way, we're also going to do some new IPs here and there to mix it up. That's awesome to me. And then what I love, too, is we didn't have a chance to mention this because they're, you know, pressed for time. But like some of the third party, like, you know, Wii Shop titles that they showed in terms of like any development that's still being active for the Wii U. I saw some really cool stuff in there. One shout-out.
Typo Man.
Typo Man looked cool, but for me, it was Fast Racing Neo, which almost looks like an F-Zero game that we don't have right now on Wii U, but being developed by a smaller company. It's going to have 8-player online multiplayer coming out next month in December. That looks really good. I'm a huge F-Zero fan, and a lot of those other old games back in the day that copied that formula of driving really, really, really fast. So it's just another thing. You have these cool indie titles getting things like Kerbal Space Program from PC. You're getting third-party support. You're getting Mega Man Legacy Collection on there as well. Project X Zone 2, if you're the hardcore Capcom, Sega, Bandai, Namco geek, like kind of like I am, that combines all of those characters together into like the one super RPG, very successful in the last game. Glad they're bringing it back. That's coming out February 16th for 3DS next year. I mean, it's just game after game after game after game. It's a very impressive lineup. And at this point, boohoo their lack of third-party support, but their first party is more than carrying their own weight.
Yep,
than handling it, and I'm very impressed right now from what I've seen. So if anything, this gets me even more excited for E3 next year. If Nintendo comes for the throat, I mean, I'm throwing my money right at the stage. I'm so ready for Nintendo return to a dominance.
Just imagine they announce, oh, we're gonna have an official press conference. You know, it's because of NX.
Oh my
God. So it's been 2 years. is it 2-3 years with no press conference at E3 during E3? So hopefully they'll make it happen this year, Mike. Because I really miss that about Nintendo. You know those wow moments from Nintendo.
It'll make up for my first E3 and my all that trouble we went to get me into that Nintendo press conference, and then it was just so terrible.
Was it for the Wii?
It was for the Wii U, the launch. Oh, they spent like half the time talking about like that Nintendo mini games, Nintendo Land thing. Oh, it was so bad. After that, they're like, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to do directs now. So hopefully this could be next year. Could be the year to be like, you know what? We do have a lot of cool stuff to announce. We don't want to do it online on a video from Japan. We need to show you guys this. Everyone can collectively lose their minds like the old days. We need that. We need Nintendo like hype again. You know, everyone like, you know, the old, you have the great stories of people like bursting into tears when they first announced Wind Waker and Twilight Princess and like showing it to the press, and they're like losing their minds because it looks so amazing for the time. Like, we need more of that. Come on. That's what gets me excited to go to E3 is those press conferences where you don't know what you're walking into. It's a total surprise. And Nintendo is very good about keeping secrets. You know, there won't be any leaks, I guarantee you, about this stuff. We're going to go in just as blind as everybody else, and it gets me really, really hyped for next year.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap it up, guys, and thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio Episode 519. This Thursday, we're going to have the whole crew, and we're going to be talking about Call of Duty, a little bit about Fallout 4, and Paris Experience, what happened with him with playing Fallout on the PC. Mm-hmm. Pretty hilarious, but you're going to hear that. And a lot of cool stuff, so stay tuned for Thursday. And remember, during the week of Thanksgiving, you're only going to be releasing one episode that week. And we're going to be doing the same thing during the week of Christmas and New Year's. Share with your friends and family. And tell them to subscribe. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Spotify. And post a review. Head over to GamertagRadio.com or Play That It. Listen to our past episodes or give us a call, 76-273-7GTR. That's 76-273-7GTR. Or email us, fanmail@gamertagradio.com. One last thing. I'm going to be planning to visit Burbank one of these days with Paris. And I would like for you, anybody that's around that area in Burbank, email us, fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Hopefully we could get together and sit down and just chat, hang out for a bit over there during our trip. So make that happen as soon as possible so we can set something up with you guys. All right. Pause, anything else?
Yeah, just one quick word in. I got to mention this. They announced Cloud Strife for Smash 4. It seemed crazy. Then you watch the gameplay and you're like, that does look really fun. I just want to say this to all the fans out there. Is there no one else out there that would totally buy a whole Smash Brothers clone with nothing but Final Fantasy heroes and villains? Because I would throw money at that. And if you remember back in the old days, they had that PS1 Energize game where it was kind of like a Square Enix fighting game as bad as Star Wars Masters of Terror Kasai. I'm kind of geeking out here, but like that game was terrible. But the idea is gold. Everyone wants to play as the Final Fantasy heroes and villains. They proved that with the Final Fantasy Dissidia games on the PSP, which were okay, but they're pretty much like cinematic button pressing events. Making an actual 2D fighting game with Cloud and Squall and Zidane and Lightning, like, come on, tell me that doesn't sound awesome. So I'd love your feedback.
It looks really good.
If you're like me, because I kind of think I'm gonna have to, you know, get Nintendo to the side at E3 and be like, hey, listen, I want to make you guys some money. You need to get up with Square right now, and you need to put either all of these Final Fantasy people into Smash 4 or give them their own game entirely, because I think it would be exactly what people want right now to fill that void until Final Fantasy 15 comes out, whenever the hell that's done. So we don't know. But yeah, I'm just curious. Someone else out there would totally buy a Final Fantasy Smash that game.
Dude, everybody would buy
totally
that.
Everybody would buy going that. For that.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to wrap it up. We're out until next time. This Thursday, new episode of Gamertag Radio. Stay tuned. Peace.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.